Morning. Fairhope Police Chief Stephanie Hollinghead joining us a bit later. But now we have two lovely ladies with the League of Women's Voters. Is that what we're doing today?
Yes.
Please introduce yourselves.
Good morning, Laurie. I'm Judy Kingston.
Hi, Judy.
And I'm Trinka Hastings.
Of course you are, Trinka. Good to see you both. And tell us what you have going on.
Well, Laurie, September is National Voter Registration Month.
Oh.
And that's why we're here. We're here to let you know what the Baldwin County League of Women Voters would like. Well, we would like to inform you of some of the activities to help you register to vote. And first, we have supplied the Baldwin County libraries with materials to set up voter registration displays. They will have a voter registration poster listing four ways to register to vote and these voter information cards. And on Tuesday, September 28th, which is actually the National Voter Registration Day, we will hold a voter registration drive at Fairhope Public Library from 2 to 5.
Great. Now, I love that little handy poster that you've got of the four ways to register to vote. Tell us about those ways for those that might not be able to pick up the information at one of the area Baldwin County libraries.
You can ask for a mail-in voter registration application at your public library.
Okay.
And besides being National Voter Registration Month, it's National Library Get Your Library Card Month, so you can do both at the same
time. Of course. Kill two birds with one stone.
Yeah. You can register online at the Alabama Secretary of State's website. That's sos.alabama.gov. You have to have a current Alabama driver's license or a non-driver identification card issued by the state.
You mean in order
to register online.
Okay.
You
and
don't.
What was that address again? That was long.
sos.alabama.gov.
That's not too bad. sos.alabama.gov.
And, of course, the voter registration drive on September 28th. Everyone is welcome. And finally, you can visit a voter registrar's office. We have three in this county, one at the Fairhope Satellite Courthouse, one at the Foley Satellite Courthouse, and one at 119 West 2nd Avenue in Bay Minette.
Okay.
Those are where the registrars are located.
Very good. Now, I was just looking online, and I did find the sos.alabama.gov. I also found, when I just Googled Alabama voter registration, vote.org. Does that apply to the state of Alabama?
I don't know, unless it says it's a state.
So we have to be careful, as it may or may not apply. Okay. So just Google it, or make sure you click on that SOS address.
Yes.
To make sure you're going to the right spot. What do we need online? Like you said, the current driver's license?
Or a non-driver's identification card issued by the state of Alabama. Now, I want to make it clear that you do not need a driver's license to register to vote on your mail-in voter registration or when you go to the registrar's office. That's not necessary.
Neither the picture ID?
No, you do not need a picture ID. You need a picture ID when you vote.
Right. Okay. Thank you. You saw my confusion, didn't you? Run
yes.
through my face. I was
yes.
like, wait a minute. I thought we were a voter ID state.
We are.
Okay. So you can register in person without that. Online, you need it. And then when you vote, you need your ID as well.
And if you don't have a picture ID for some reason and you go to the voter registrar's office, you can ask them how you can get a voter identification picture ID issued by the registrar.
Are those still free with the state of Alabama?
As far as I know,
yeah,
yes.
That's what I was thinking. Okay. All right. Well, what else do we need to know, ladies?
Well, I wanted to let you know about some of the other activities that the League of Women Voters is involved in.
Okay.
This is easy to remember. We have a nonpartisan... Where am I? website. It's vote411.org. And it provides election dates, candidate information, where to vote, and a link to online voter registration.
And so that's vote with the numerals 411?
Yes, vote411.org. A good resource for anything having to do with our elections. I'd just like to mention a couple of things that people might not be aware of. We're involved in voting rights restoration. People who have been convicted of a felony but have been released are eligible to register to vote.
That's right. That's kind of a new law in the
yes.
state of Alabama, isn't it?
There are certain crimes that do not qualify, but ex-felons would qualify for this. If you know someone or if you think you qualify for this, there is a number to call. And it is 815-761-3481.
Say that one more time for us, dear.
815-761-3481.
And looking around online after everything we've talked about, vote 411. Just type that in. Everything you need's right there. Register to vote. Find out who's on the ballot. That looks like a really nice one-stop website to be able to handle your voter registration, and it's brought to you by the League of Women's Voters.
Yes, it is.
Okay. What about folks that may want to join the Baldwin County League of Women's Voters? How does that work?
You know, it's open to women and men.
Of course.
And we are a nonpartisan volunteer political organization that does not endorse parties or candidates.
Okay.
And we do have a Facebook page. So look us up. We'd love to have new members.
You can also look on our state website, the League of Women Voters, LWVAL dot, I think it's org.
No, okay.
Well, that's okay. We could just Google it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Do you know that homeless people may register to vote?
I'm not sure I've thought about that. How can they if you have to prove proof of residency of where to vote, to vote, you know, in a certain district?
There is a way to do that.
Perhaps that's for the federal elections. Yeah, okay.
If you know of a homeless person or you are interested in registering to vote, there is that same number. Call that same number that I just mentioned, 815-761-3481, and they can let you know how to do that.
Okay.
The unhoused or homeless individual may use the same mail-in registration form. They just fill it out a little differently, and they describe where they're currently living, and they give an address where they can receive their voter registration card.
Okay.
And that may be a friend, a church, a post office box. But they can register to vote. They are still citizens, as long as they're citizens and meet our other eligibility requirements.
That's good. That's very good to know.
Yeah.
Okay, so find Baldwin County League of Women Voters online, which the website or the Facebook, which I'm sure you're going to put all of this information we're talking about on the Facebook page if it's not already, so that folks can learn where to go and what to do.
Or stop by your library.
Yes.
Everything we read to you this morning is at your library.
At each library branch in Baldwin County.
That's right.
That's wonderful. So, ladies, who pays for these printed materials and the things that you do? Is this completely volunteer?
Yes.
So your membership would help to cover these costs.
Yes.
Okay. And for folks that want to join, are you still doing, is it a monthly luncheon meeting, or what's happening now with COVID? Perhaps it's all online and on the phone right now, huh?
Everything's Zoom.
Yeah. Everything is Zoom.
Okay.
Yeah. We're trying to keep our members safe and the community safe. We also work really hard to inform the public about things that are happening that they might have difficulty finding out. And one of the things that's happening here in Fairhope tomorrow at 2 p.m. is that there is a meeting of the legislative committee that is doing redistricting. And it is open to the public. They are redistricting because of the census last year. They're mm-hmm. going to redistrict the state school board, all of the seats in our Alabama legislature, both House and Senate, and they're looking at our congressional districts to redistrict the areas for them. They want feedback from the public. They are trying to develop a good map.
Based on the population.
Based on the population, they do have a small amount of deviation between the districts in the population so that they can honor important lines like county lines and preserve those kind of things to make it easier for the voter. But that's by law.
Okay. And where is this meeting again? Where and when?
It is tomorrow at 2 o'clock. It is at the Coastal Community College in the Centennial Hall.
Oh, here in Fairhope.
Yes, it is.
Okay.
And they've been holding meetings all over the state, and they're very pleased this year because there is more citizen participation. You know, in the past, they may have held the meetings and had a very small crowd, but now they're getting 20, mm-hmm. 30 people, and then some people commenting online. Anybody who wants to know more about this, I have an email address that they can actually write the committee, and it is Donna Overton,
okay.
Overton, at alsenate .gov.
ALSenate.
Yeah.
.gov. Donna.Overton at ALSenate.gov. Well, I'm glad you told me about that because I didn't have anything on that.
Yes, I think it's important that, we want people to participate in democracy mm-hmm. by voting, but we want them to participate in other ways. And sometimes it's really hard to get information.
Well, yeah. We appreciate y'all providing so much, and I thank Mark, my coworker, for booking y'all to be here in my absence. Judy and Trinko with the Baldwin County League of Women Voters, we appreciate everything you're doing. Is there anything you want to mention that we haven't covered before we wrap it up? No?
Just be safe, stay safe.
That's right. Thank you, ladies, so very much.
Thank you, Lori.
Appreciate
thank
your
you,
time. Mm-hmm. We also have